Incoming UW Parkside Chancellor Robert Fellner has stepped down amidst a federal probe at his current college in which he's accused of mishandling $500,000 in federal grant money. State Assembly College's Committee Chairman Steve Noss praised the UW system for its rapid response upon news breaking this weekend. However, he's critical of UW not releasing records surrounding Fellner's background check.
And when a university system says, no, we're not going to release any documents regarding this search, that in itself is a huge problem because it screams out to me that somebody may be hiding something. Hopefully not, but we need to get to every detail so that we don't make these mistakes again.
UW spokesman David Giroux insists his school never knew about the investigation until told by Fellner a few days ago. They hired a private search firm to conduct the check of Fellner. Noss asserts a possible financial incentive for such companies to rubber stamp candidates.
The search firms get a percentage of the salary of the incoming chancellor. And so the other question is, perhaps there's an incentive simply to plug a hole, get somebody in there so that they get paid. We don't know.
He says the hiring of new chancellors at Green Bay and River Falls should be held up until it's known what went wrong with Parkside. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.